Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We hope you enjoyed yesterday's sermon segment
yes.
from our Sunday morning service. And we invite you every Sunday to Celebration Tabernacle Church, where we meet at 10 a.m. So if you do not have a home church where you are taught the Word of God at a practical way where you can understand it and you can do it, come join us at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We would love to have you. We also have a good time coming up on yes. Saturday, March 8th at 7 p.m. We have a national Christian comedian, Funny Bone Harris, coming to Cocoa, and he is going to provide for us a night of laughter. This is a night of evangelism. It's a time for Christians to invite people, their friends, their family who may not yet be saved, to come with them, because there's going to be a follow-up Sunday morning, March 9th. So it's a two-part event beginning Saturday night with the Night of Laughter on March 8th. The location is Venue and Beyond, 1212 Dixon Boulevard, and we extend the invitation to whomsoever would like to be there on March 8th at 7 p.m. So come on out, bring a friend. It's a night of laughter. National comedian, Christian comedian, Funny Bone Harris.
Don't miss it. And I also will extend an invitation for you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, right here in the Art of Cocoa, where you will experience the power of God Word. And I put it this way, you will experience the power of God's Word, because there is what? Power in the Word of God. But it's not spooky power. It's not spooky power. It's practical power. Because I don't just want to stay here, guys, and just explain this. Because sometimes when we say you'll experience the power in the of God, we think it's a magical power. Something magical is going to just happen to you. It is power, reality. When you do what the Word says and you start to see how it works, that's the power of the Word. That's how the power comes. Power to do. Power to move. Power to build. Power, that's the demonstration of it. And I could stay here and just teach. That's one word, the power of the Word of God. It's manifest into things. You know, in order for you to build a wall, you have to have strength. You have to have some power. You can be weak. The Word of God produces strength. That's what it does. Give you the energy that you need. Give you the courage that you need. But you have to understand what the Bible, when the Bible says the Word of God is sharp, it is quick than any two-edged sword. It builds. So the Word of God, oh, I just get on here, get off subject, but somebody needs to hear that. As I'm trying to invite you to come out to Celebration or find a Bible teaching church where you can understand the Word of God. You have to understand it, and you have to put it to work. Mm-hmm. To hear it, faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And by what?
Hearing the word of God.
And now do it, what James says. James says, what does it profit you, my brother, to just be a hearer, another doer? Okay.
We can't do it unless we have the understanding. So we're hearing it by faith. We're immersing ourselves in the language of faith, the Word of God. And then we begin to understand that God's plans, yes, they are greater than anything that we could think, anything that we can ask, anything that we could imagine. His plans for our life are greater, that he is able to do exceedingly above and beyond. And how does he do it? Through the power of Jesus Christ that worketh through us. So we have to have a mind to work, but that mind has to be a transformed mind, because, you know, people can conjure up a lot of evil work and go do it. They're motivated to do it day and night, and they're doing it while we sleeping. They're doing evil day and night. Their mind has conjured it up, and they've practiced it over and over, and they're giving themselves over to it. But the same thing now with God is true. If we would allow ourselves to continually hear his word and develop an understanding of it, and then we see the purpose of his word, we see the purpose of our life, a zeal then builds up to do what is right for God in establishing his kingdom. In order to do anything, we have to make a quality decision to do it. We have to have a mind to work. We have to know that we have access to the materials. You know, if you just go stand outside your house and say, I'm going to cut this grass, I'm going to cut this grass, I'm going to cut this grass, it's not going to get cut.
Never will.
Until you begin to access the materials that are there in order to do it. You're not going to go out there and try to pull it hand by hand, blade by blade. You're going to go access the materials that are needed in order to do it. So when we are in the Word, it's showing us where our resources are located. God, he opens our mind. We begin to operate in wisdom from above, so that we're not just looking at scarcity, but we're looking at opportunity that surpasses what the tangible world can provide to us. God will show us something, and if we continue in that direction, we will pick up everything that we need in order to develop it, in order to see it go to maturity and to bear fruit. You know, like we say all the time, if you drive from here to New York, you're not going to be able to put as much gas in your car here in Cocoa that's going to get you to New York. We have to have faith. We have to believe that there's going to be places along the way where we'll be able to fill up our gas tank and we'll get the provision for the next stage of the journey. So God, he is calling us not to be lazy with what we have. You know, Pastor did a powerful teaching a couple weeks ago at Celebration Tabernacle, and he said the person who has five talents shouldn't be burying the four and only operating in one. So if God has given us five talents, we should be operating in five talents, not be complacent operating in a few of them and then leaving the other ones underdeveloped or undeveloped. If he's given us two, we should be operating in two, not one.
Come on.
So if he's given us one, we should be operating in one and not none. So we have the text in Genesis chapter 26 where it shows that Isaac, he was willing to fill up his space.
Yes.
He didn't grow complacent when he got to a certain level. He was able to fill up that space, then to fill up another space, to fill up another space. And every time he made a quality decision to fill up his space, what he needed was found. He needed more water. He found it four times out.
Yes.
He goes out. Because if you go down through Genesis chapter 26, he comes to a fourth well.
Yeah.
So four times out.
Yes.
He's able to fill his space. So we have to, that's a thought-provoking question. Are we filling our space that God has given us? Are we filling our space? Are we maximizing the use of our resources? Are we maximizing the influence that we have in various life positions for Christ, for establishing his kingdom in the earth? Or is everything boxed out? Okay, I only use my gift here. I only use my gift there. Because a lot of times the same gifts that we use at work to make ourselves employable, to make ourselves an asset at that company, would be welcomed in the church.
Yes.
To develop there the kingdom of God, to be able to use those same gifts, those same talents. And the other way is practical as well. Sometimes we do things real good at church, but then we don't do it outside of the church. We're at the church, we're encouraging everybody, loving on everybody, but as soon as we get out of the church, we just turn the faucet off. Turn the love faucet off and just try to get through the old day.
And you know what we do? Come on, you know, we make excuses.
Yes.
And don't make excuses. Being lazy and complaining isn't going to work. If there's a lion in the way, move it.
That's right.
If something doesn't work, try another way. Don't give up. And we know along the way we'll gain wisdom and we become strong. Unfortunately, that's how we become strong, because we learn through our mistakes. But don't despair, because God is always with us until you find your fruitful place. But we have to find, if we have a fruitful, we all have a fruitful place, but we need to find it.
That's right. And what I like here, as you two guys were talking about this morning, which is bless my soul, and I go back to verse 22, and he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called the name, and we talked about that last week in that teaching, Rehoboth, because he says, who says? Isaac. Because Isaac says, I love that, because he says, For now the Lord has made what? Room for us. And we shall be what? Fruitful in the land. For now the Lord has made room. So you rightly put it, Pastor Dye. You have 5 talents. God make room. That's where you get 5 talents. That doesn't mean you should dig a hole and put 4 and just operate in 1. And Emily, you did say that. How we respond. We can respond by being lazy. We can respond to what God is doing when God makes room for us, when God makes space for us to grow. We can give a negative response by making excuse, by telling the lion is in the road. This is too hard. I need so much. I can't, and I can't, and I can't. So we can come with all and become complacent and do nothing. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, it's who we surround ourselves with as well, because it's going to magnetically attract what we are putting off. So when we're not lazy, when we are a doer of the work, it's going to attract other people to come into that mind. Sometimes we feel like, oh, I'm the only one. I'm alone in doing this. Yeah. But if we would just take the moment to mentor the people who have also a willingness around us, who need their skills developed to take on that same work ethic, to be able to carry forth that task, the team will grow. And we're going to look at that a little bit more as we get into tomorrow. So let's continue to have a mind to work, to be able to move forward and find our fruitful place, and in turn, help other people. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.